Flip, 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 flip. Flip Weekly!
Hey, what's going on? It's Matt here from flipweekly.com. Welcome to another episode of the Flip Weekly podcast. I'm sorry I couldn't record one for you last week. I've just been honestly so busy. This has been the busiest, one of the busiest months of my life, and also easily one of the best months of my life. So I've been incredibly busy. I'm happy to be back here, but I have to admit, I feel a bit rusty. You know, I haven't done a podcast in what feels like a while. And I also haven't been thrifting, or I hadn't been thrifting in a while. So I was like, yeah, going to get slowly into it. I have been getting some content to you guys, though. The last podcast episode that I did, a story about when I launched a website, that went over well. I think it's our most viewed or most listened to podcast episodes, which is cool. But also in a sense, like, it's not that cool because it has nothing to do with thrifting or going to garage sales. So if you're new here and you were from that podcast, you may as well leave, because this is not going to be anything like that. This has nothing to do with websites. This has nothing to do with, you know, viral products or creating businesses that you can flip for a lot of money. This is all about, you know, flipping from thrift stores, from going to garage sales and finding items that, you know, you can make some money on. And that's what I've been doing. I hit up a couple this week, not as many as I'd like, but man, I swear to God, like, this was like I was you know, someone raining down threes in the NBA finals, just shot after shot, nothing but net. I was walking out of these thrift stores with killer products that, you know, each individual one could headline a Flip Weekly newsletter, you know. So the newsletter this week is packed full of items that are going to sell for a lot of money. You would have seen the title of this podcast, all about, you know, something that could sell for a couple $1,000s, which is fucking insane. You know, if you only listen to the pod and you don't read the newsletter, last week's newsletter showed a book series that I found. I can't even remember the name, sorry. But it was like this spiritual type series. And that is like, it's on eBay right now for $1,000. And I only spent a couple of dollars in the thrift. I found in like a Save the Children op shop, that's right. And, you know, this is the second week in a row where I found something that is going to sell for, you know, over $1,000. Which is, yeah. You know, you go into a thrift store and, you know, you walk out with something that you can turn from like 20 into 50 bucks or 50 into 100, but to turn like, you know, 60 into what could be like $2,000, that is, it just shows that, you know, you can go to a thrift store and make money. You know, things are overlooked. You can make money. That's all I'm trying to say. You can still make money doing this. And you don't even have to devote that much time. Like I said, this month has been insane for me. Last week I spent 5 minutes in a thrift store and found those books. And then this week I spent maybe an hour. Yeah, literally an hour. Today, which is Wednesday night, I'm recording this the day before it's supposed to go live. Because today is the first day that I've really had to, you know, come back to not so much work, but this sort of stuff. So I was able to jump in for an hour and find like so much shit. And if you have like a night, sorry, I've lost my voice over the past month, if you can hear something in my voice. But yeah, if you have an hour or like a lunch break, I don't know how it works, you have a day off, you can jump into your thrift and find this sort of shit. You do have to pay, you know, you don't get that shit for free. You don't get it for free. You do have to pay some money. But, you know, when it sells, reinvest that back in and you can have a great, great side hustle. So we can jump straight back into it. This may be a short one today, just because it's late and editing these things is always such a bitch. So I'm just going to go through some of the items that I bought. I'm going to leave the really, really expensive one to the last part of what I bought, just so you can stick around and I can improve my analytics. But yeah, the first item that I found was in a department. Is it a department? Like a section of the thrift store, which I don't usually look that hard in. And that's the arts and crafts sections. You know, it's not a topic that I know much about. There could be like knitting needles that are worth like thousands of dollars, but I have no idea. If you have any idea about that though, is there like a Rolls Royce version of knitting needles? Like, you know, we find books that are worth $1,000. Is there like a knitting pattern that's worth $1,000? That would be interesting if anyone knows about that. But yeah, I was in the arts and crafts section. And I could see high up on a shelf, there was like this travel carry case, and it was filled with scissors and like these little paper punches. You know, you may have seen them in like an Officeworks or one of those type of scrapbooking stores. I know I've seen them before, not because I did scrapbooking, but I think I remember them from school when I was really young. And you know, they have inside this travel case. It was open on the shelf, by the way. I could see inside the travel case. I didn't have to open it up. But inside, yeah, it was like 20 pairs of scissors and 18 of these paper punches. And the scissors had, you know, sort of patterns on the razor part. So like when you cut the edge of the paper, it has a different pattern. You know, some are waves, some are different lines. Things like that. And then, you know, the paper punches, they have different patterns too. There's like a heart, and you put the paper inside of this puncher, press it down, and like a little heart shape comes out and it makes a heart into the paper. People must use it for scrapbooking. I don't know why you would want paper with like wavy edges, maybe for invitations or something like that. But yeah, I saw this travel case with all of this stuff in it, and you know, it had a $20 price tag, and I'm thinking, there's 20 pairs of scissors, there's 18 of these punches, it's a set of 40. Surely, like, 40 scrapbooking accessories is worth more than $20, right? Like, that's 50 cents a piece. You can make some money on that, surely, you know? Like, 22 pairs of scissors. like, are scissors expensive? Maybe. Anyway, I thought this has sucked me in. I'm going to take a bit of a closer look, and what I'm looking for is how well they're made, and I'm also looking for a brand name. Now, the reason I'm looking for a brand name is because I don't want to buy white label goods. White label goods are like, you know, your generic shit that doesn't have a brand. No one wants to put their name on it because it's mostly, you know, cheap shit that is going to break in a few maybe weeks, few months, few days. So I looked on the back of this little case, and I could see a brand, and it was called Fiskars. Now, Fiskars sounds like some sort of, you know, cat related you know, company, but they make what appears to be high quality scissors, high quality scrapbooking stuff. Now they seem to make like shovels, and I think the common factor there is like blades or something to that effect. So I saw the brand name and I thought, well, this is good. You know, somebody is putting their name to this. It's a good sign. So, you know, a quick Google, and I was able to see that this brand consistently came up on a subreddit called Buy It For Life. Now, if you're not familiar with the subreddit Buy It For Life, or even familiar with Reddit, it's basically like an online forum, online group where people talk about a topic, and this topic is Buy It For Life. Buy It For Life means that you're buying the product for life. It's that well made that you only need to buy one, okay? And Fiskars appears on this subreddit all the time with people talking about, you know, I've had this pair of scissors for 35 years and they're still going strong. So all of that combined, to me, says this is a high quality product. It's only $20. It's a high quantity product too. So I should be able to get more than $20. You know, we're using common sense here. So I look online, I check out eBay, and I look at sold comps, I look at active comps. You know, we're not just looking at active or sold, we're going between the two. We want to see sell-through rates, we want to see if people are listing them up, if they have watches on them. And the good thing with this little travel case full of scissors and wall paper punches is that we had both. So we have a active listing for $160 with 11 people watching it. That's in the United States. And we also have a sold listing also in the United States for $120. So we have over I'm getting back into this. I can't talk. We have listings that are over $100, both in the States. So listing it here in Australia, we can add on our Australia tax. The Australia tax is the price we pay as Australians for getting products shipped to our tiny little country. Okay. So I'm looking at that $163 listing with 11 people watching. If you're wanting that product in Australia, you have to pay that the asking price plus post. Now, these things are heavy. Like, these blades are like stainless steel, right? And there's fucking 40 of them. So all of them inside of this carry case, it's quite heavy. It's like 2.5 kilos or so. So shipping this over from the States to Australia, that $163 active listing has $128 worth of post. So that in total is like, what's that? Do the math for me. $300. Or we can list it up here in Australia for, you know, split the difference, maybe $199.95. That's only $70 more than the sold comp and $30 more than the USA comp. And I think it would sell for that, you know. It's a high quality brand. There's not that many here in Australia. There's not that many listed online either. And, you know, it's quantity and quality. That's what I like about it. So $20 into what I think will be $199.95. How good is that to start things off with? And, you know, we're just getting started. That when I found that as like one of the very first things I found for the day, I thought, all right, here we go. I have the hot hand. You know, give the ball to me. Let's do a heat check, okay? Let's go into the next one and see if we can keep this up. And honestly, we kept it up. We fucking kept it up. I went into this Vinny's, the very next thing that I found. It was at the counter. I didn't even have to walk in and find it. It was sitting right there at the counter for me to take a look at. It was a gaming console. A gaming console. A video gaming console. It's a Nintendo Wii U. So, you know, if you're older, you'll know Nintendo from like the Game Boy days. If you're younger, you'll know them from the Nintendo Switch days. This is sort of in the middle. It's a Nintendo Wii U. It has the console and like a gamepad, handheld gamepad. And it was within the box with Mario Kart graphics on the box. Now, I've talked about video game consoles a lot in the past, and they can increase the value of video game consoles, and it's something that thrift store employees don't really know. So with this console, the thrift store employees would have seen that it's a Wii U, and they would have jumped onto eBay and looked at Wii U, and they would have seen that you can buy one for around $120 free postage here in Australia. Now, we know because... We know that because it's within the box, it is a special edition Mario Kart premium pack. It says that on the box. That means that the game Mario Kart is pre-installed onto the console. Now, that's good for two reasons. One is that collectors, they like to collect different consoles, different boxes, different artworks. The second is that for new buyers, people that aren't collectors but want one of these consoles, it has Mario Kart already. And Mario Kart's such a popular game that it's going to be attractive to them to want to buy it. I had a $100 price tag, and I asked if I could look inside. That's something you want to do with these consoles for anything, really. I mean, you want to see what you're buying because it's all pre-owned. You could open the box, you know, like in Jingle All the Way, and it's like this rip-off Turbo Man. So you open it up. I had a look. Everything looked to be in good condition. You know, the console was fine. There was no cracks. All the joysticks moved well. They had the tested tags on them, so somebody had at least turned them on and had confirmed that they were at least turning on. That's a positive. Oh, by the way, you want to keep your receipts with this just in case. But when I pulled it out, I also saw that there was four games inside. Now, there was those games were like, there was one that was like Super Smash Bros, which is a popular title. There was two that was what was the name of these games? It was like it started with B. Let me just find it here. It was called Bayonet number one, number two, and it also had Just Dance 2015. So having those additional four games can turn this from just like the console into like a bundle. Now that can also increase the selling price. All of this is going to, you know, benefit you when you're listing it up for sale. And, you know, we bought it for $100. I'm looking at the sold comps, and this thing sells every day just with, you know, the console and everything came within it for around $289. I've listed in the newsletter like three comps, sells every day. There's like $274, $259.99 plus 30 posts, blah, blah, blah. And it's all the console with the box and the accessories. Now we have those additional four games, so we can add on another premium. So I'm listing it up for $299.99. It's $300. I think we'll be able to get it. It's already had some views and some messages too. Someone's messaged me asking if I'll take $199.99 for it. I'm like, bro, it's been up for 30 minutes. No, not just yet anyway. The guy had a cool username, by the way. I was like, Toys Go Bye Bye on eBay. I was like, yeah, cool name. But anyway, that's what you want to be checking if you find these box consoles. You know, if you see like I've talked about this before with like, we found a PSP, a Sony PlayStation Portable, in the thrift, and it was priced as if it wasn't in the box, and we were able to get like an extra $100 just because it was in the box with all the accessories, all the manuals, that sort of shit. So yeah, keep that in mind, and just know that like, if it's not plain, you might be able to get a premium. Okay, so if it was just like a plain Nintendo Wii box, it looked, you know, just plain, you might be able to get say $100, but because we have the Mario graphic, it's a unique box, opens up the market to collectors, and we can get the premium for it. So that's two things where we're on a roll. We really are on a roll. We got the hot hand, we're getting the ball, hitting our threes, and we just keep going. We honestly just keep going. And you know, you guys know that I'm a big old school media collector, media player collector, should I say. I love my MP3 players. I love my iPods. They have a soft spot in my heart. And I was able to find a MP3 player in a Vinnie's, fully sealed from, you know, back in 2007. And it was by the brand SanDisk. Now, you might know SanDisk today because they make basically every single SD card or micro SD card. Those SD cards are what you put in cameras, they're what you put in, you know, some phones and shit. It's like, you know, you store data on it, you store usually photos, you can do videos, anything like that. You know, it's like a USB drive, right? But it's smaller. So SanDisk at the time was making these SD cards that can store data. So they got into the MP3 market. Now, MP3 players are devices you can play music on. They were very popular before the iPod came along. And, you know, you load your songs onto it, you chuck in some earphones, and you listen to your music. So SanDisk got into the market. They created this thing called a Sansa Shaker. And you loaded your music onto the SanDisk SD cards. You chucked it into this player, and you listened to your music. But, you know, they launched with a few different features. You know, they're trying to stand out. So the features that they included was that obviously the SD card is how you load the songs. But you could also plug in two sets of earphones so you can listen to a friend. The thing that kids loved the most about this was, in order to change the song, you had to shake the shit out of this thing, which probably resulted in a few broken MP3 players. But, you know, whatever. And also, it acted as like a portable speaker. You didn't have to listen to it with earphones on. So I think there's a bit of a nostalgia market for this sort of stuff now. The sell-through rate for these on eBay is weirdly high. It's like 900%. And each one sells for around $100 each. So I found it for $12. It should sell for over $100. And I mean, I'm recording this in one night. It has actually sold for over 100. It's over $119.95. I was going to go through it with the what I sold, but it did sell for $119.95 plus post. It's off to the UK. I think these were mostly popular in the UK just based on active listings and sales. But yeah, they ended up paying like some absurd amount in fees and post and GST or VAT over there. So they think they pay like $188 for this thing. I don't know whether they're going to open it, they're going to keep it, you know, in its factory sealed packaging. But either way, 12 into $119.95 in not a lot of time either is really, really cool. Now, a few other things that I bought, I'm not going to go into because I want to get into the big one for this week. But I found a Walking Dead graphic novel. Now, this was $5 and I should be able to get at least $65 for it. But what you want to be keeping an eye out for with graphic novels are ones that have on the cover or on the spine saying Omnibus or the Compendium. I don't know if that's compendium, whatever that fucking word is. You want to be keeping an eye out for that because it means multiple comics, multiple graphic novels in one. The books are usually really thick and you'll be able to get a premium for them because obviously they have all the comics in one. So yeah, The Walking Dead, so insanely popular. I picked it up for $5, should turn into about $65 on eBay or $40 on Marketplace. The reason I picked it up was just because I think it's going to sell quickly. You know, I've said before I want to get that $100 average sale price, but for this I thought, you know, I'm not going to pass it up for $5. And the other thing that I found was this Sanyo micro cassette recorder. It was fully in the box. You know, doctors might have used it back in the day. They talk into it, they press play, they take these micro cassette tapes. They do really, really well, mostly because the people that use these, they go through them like crazy. They use them often and they're always wanting to buy new ones, and they're happy to pay a premium. So I found it boxed. It works too. All you need to do with these is to test it out. You just need a couple of batteries, make sure all the buttons work, make sure the spiel things inside, whatever they're called, are turning, and then you can list it online. So I bought it for $8. I should be able to sell it for at least $100. And I've bought and sold these before, so I know that they go out quickly. Now, the other thing, real quick, was a toy. It was by the company Jack Specific, which you should know from the manufacturer of WWE action figures. This was a toy that was... It's actually, like, it's really fucking cool. It's like a legit pair of working night vision goggles. They're from 2012, and they're fully still within their packaging. So I thought that was cool. I got it for $20, maybe paid a bit too much for it, but I just thought, you know, every kid should want this. I don't know if kids still play with this sort of stuff anymore, if everything's on a screen, but if I was a kid, man, I would have fucking loved to get this, you know, like working night vision goggles. Imagine with your friends playing in the backyard at nighttime. Play like Tips or play like Capture the Flag, one of those things at night with night vision goggles. Like, who wouldn't want that? I've found a couple of comps online going for around like $200 or so, but no real sold comps. There's not much data on this, but I thought $100 selling price on eBay seems to be what the right amount would be. So I'm going to list it up for $100. You can see a photo of them on the newsletter. I thought they were really cool, and yeah, I just couldn't pass them up. Now that brings me to the piece de resistance. Is that how you say it? Piece de resistance. I wrote it out, and then I realized I don't know how to say it. But it's the focus of this issue, and it's something I found again in a Vinnie's thrift store. Went to the book department, and I saw the spine. And the spine said Sonic the Hedgehog Archive, and it also had the word volume and then a number underneath it. That got me excited. The reason it got me excited was because the font that was used on the spine, it looked old. It wasn't like a regular looking book. You know, it didn't have like a publisher logo. It didn't have like any sort of logo. It was just a typeface that looked like, you know, typewriter font just going down the spine, like Sonic the Hedgehog, one letter after the other going down the spine. And obviously having all these volumes next to each other, it looked attractive. So there was, in total, there was like 20 of these books from volume zero. No, 21 of these books from volume zero to volume 20. And they were $3 each. They were all in very, very good condition. They came out in around 2018. And each of these volumes contains around 3 to 4 original Sonic comics. So again, it's like a graphic novel containing a whole bunch of Sonic comics. So if you get all 21 of these, and there's like 4 comics in each, do the math for me. So Sonic lovers would want this. And, you know, if you've been following Flip Weekly for a while, you'll know just how passionate Sonic collectors are. And they're willing to spend money too, you know. We've sold hats, a Sonic hat, for over $200. We've sold a Sonic t-shirt for over $200. That these people, they love Sonic. They're willing to pay up for it, especially if you can't buy the item in store or online anymore. And fortunately for me, you cannot buy this Sonic comic, this Sonic volume anymore. From what I've been able to see, it's because of legal reasons. So it's technically out of print. So when something's out of print and it has a huge fan base, that should say ka-ching. So we have, yes, like I said, we have volume number 0 to volume number 20. 21 books in total. And $3 each. So we paid around $60 for this. I looked online and I honestly couldn't believe the comps, man. There are very, very few bundle lots. I think there's one. There's one that's a big one. And everything else is usually like each individual volume being sold off, and they can go for like $60-$70, depending on the condition. So the one bundle that was listed is for volume 0 to 22. So it's one extra book that we don't have. It's in the US. It has 6 people watching it, and the value, when converted to Australian dollars, is $2,976. So $1,900 United States dollars for 23 of these comics. Now we have 21. It leaves us with a bit of a dilemma in terms of pricing. But first, in terms of sold comps, this isn't an outlier. We have a miscellaneous collection, a little bundle there with some cover damage, and that sold recently for $760. So we're in the money here. We paid $60 for these. No matter what, we're going to make money. Now, like I said, we have a dilemma with pricing. What are we going to do? We could list it up. We could match the bundle lot that was listed for $2,900, or we could come in a bit cheaper. We could come in at, you know, $1,995. We're one volume less than the other bloke, but we might be able to snatch up a quick sale. We might be able to get this sold within a day for over $1,000, for $2,000. This sort of stuff, man, should motivate you to get out to a thrift store and find this shit before I do, because it's not like it's hidden away where you have to dig. I walk up the stairs, I look at the book, I see this, the 21 books all on the shelf, just waiting to be picked up, you know, did comp research, took like 2 minutes. That's searching online about these things and walking out with books that could sell for $2,000. Now, just like last week when in the newsletter I said that the spiritual books that I bought should sell for $1,000. They haven't yet, so you might not be, you know, believing in me that this stuff is this stuff is worth what I say it is. But man, look it up yourself. The Sonic the Hedgehog Archives, that's what it's called. Check out all the lots there. Check out the prices. I'm legit going to ask for $2,000, and I think I will get it. Just based on the fan base, just based on past experience, we're cheaper than the the existing bundle. And yeah, man, like this is a listing that's going to be, might be the best actually for the year. You know, I said that last week and probably the week before, but I don't know if we can do better than this. Can we go into a thrift store and do better than 60 into a potential 2,000? I don't know. I honestly don't know. I couldn't do it last year, my first year of buying and selling. I think we topped out at like $600. Can we get over 1,000? Can we get 2,000? Yeah, I don't know. One thing is for certain though, is I think if these do sell, they're going to sell fast. So I think we will know by next week whether or not we're going to sell these for $2,000. If an offer comes in over 1,500, you might take it. Yeah, quick money, man. So yeah, that's everything that I bought this week. There's some solds too. I encourage you to check it out in the newsletter. I don't know if I'm going to go through them now. There's some DVDs that were 90 to 150. There was some signed books. You know, I love my signed books. They're an easy way to turn $5 into, you know, $50 to $80, which is what happened this week. Like I said, the MP3 player sold. We had a couple of other cool sales. You know, the Game Child that I picked up, which was like the knockoff Game Boy. You might have seen it on Instagram or now TikTok. Don't forget to follow us on TikTok. And just some really cool sales. It is getting late here, so I can't ramble like I usually do. You know, these usually average around an hour, but just time wise, this week I just haven't had the fucking time, but. Next week, it will be better. I'll be able to talk more. But yeah, I think that's about it for this week. If you have any cool sales yourself, hit me up, man. I love seeing it. If you have any signed books that you found in the thrift, hit me up. Sonic the Hedgehog 2, if you bought and sold anything Sonic the Hedgehog. That stuff, man, every time I see Sonic, I'm picking it up, man. It's just worth the lookup. Especially, you know, when you're buying in a thrift store, everything tends to be older, you know, it skews older. So that older stuff is what's going to make you the money. But yep, I think that's about it. Flip Weekly on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok now. By the way, having TikTok fucking sucks. Every single time I open that stupid app, I get the same shit. It's people doing the exact same shit to the exact same music. With zero fucking creativity. And I wouldn't have known about half the music that I hear on the radio now that the only reason it's being played is because it went viral on TikTok. Like, I swear to God, if I hear that Ordinary song one more fucking time, man. And that, what's the other song? Anxiety. Ordinary and Anxiety. They're fucking everywhere on TikTok. And they're everywhere on the radio now too. I sound like an old man listening to the radio, but been doing some traveling, so... It's been on in the car, but yeah, that's it. Thanks again for listening. I'll see you next week. We'll get into it again. Hope you have luck at garage sales on the weekend if you go. It's raining here in Sydney, so I'm not sure if I'll be able to get there, but yeah, thanks again. I'll see you next week.
Flip, 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 fl